Baseball is often called the national pastime, but the sport has systemically excluded half of the nation's population for over 100 years. Documentary filmmaker John Leonidakis explores the role of girls and women in baseball in the new season of his series, The Sweet Spot. He also joins us live this morning on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. We had a league of our own, and that was about it, wasn't it?
Pretty much, Susan and Stan. It's good to be with you again.
Yeah, so let's talk a little about this. You know, the Hollywood version of a League of Our Own, anybody who's been to Cooperstown has seen the All-American Professional Baseball League display. But what really has happened with baseball regarding women and girls?
Well, it goes back to 1909 when Albert Spalding declared baseball is America's sport, it's a manly sport, it's a masculine sport, therefore women can't play. And up until we saw the League of Their Own start in 1943, there was nothing up to that point. As a matter of fact, the Commissioner of Baseball, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, made a rule that women could not be signed to professional contracts after Jackie Mitchell, a 17-year-old girl, struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in 1931 in an exhibition game. And in 1952, they renewed the women from being signed to pro contracts again in Major League Baseball. And it's really been an uphill climb since then. Baseball has always been seen as a masculine fraternity, and there's this sort of general offense that's taken when women who are talented enough to want to play with boys or on men's teams in high school and college, a wall has been thrown up, and girls who want to play beyond Little League now are automatically shuttled into the institution of softball.
I don't get that because, you know, almost every other sport, football, basketball, they're much rougher. They depend much more on masculine strength, although I'm sure you could argue that I know it takes a lot of strength to hit a home run. But still, what's behind this?
Well, it's at this point, we're not talking about baseball, Susan. We're talking about gender inequality in this country, the discrimination women face. And really, it's about fighting for a person's hopes and dreams, access, equality, and at time, basic human rights and dignity. You, in our documentary series, which is out now, you will be shocked at some of the stories of women and girls who've been physically assaulted and beaten up simply because they were good enough to play on boys or men's baseball teams in high school and college.
John, the softball thing is an interesting question. It's not quite the same sport as baseball. It's close, and to the untrained eye, it seems like it's the place where you push people away, but it's a game unto itself. Is softball, though, the reason why, at lower levels, girls don't get to play baseball? Because it's perceived that they already have an outlet.
The short answer is yes. It's a double-edged sword. Softball is a wonderful institution that provides college scholarships to girls who might not otherwise have the opportunity. And it really took root in 1974 when Little League finally allowed girls to play Little League, but they opened up a softball division for girls. And it really took root as the institution we know it today. But what happens is it satisfies the Title IX requirements in high school and in college, and schools aren't going to allow the budgets for softball and baseball. So it's a bit of a conundrum. But San Francisco Rec and Park has a great grassroots program that's going on called the San Francisco Bay Sox program. And it's almost like a pilot program for the rest of the country because they have over 60 girls participating in six teams, and their 17 and under team won their division at the All-Girls National Tournament this past year.
John, thanks for the time this morning. Filmmaker John Leonidakis. His series, The Sweet Spot, sort of looks at the untold stories behind baseball. The latest season focuses on women in baseball. It is out on Amazon and Vimeo on demand.